From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Georgia peaches are poised to kick off an unprecedented run through produce departments and farmers' markets across North America. MorganAgClips.com reports Georgia's legendary fruit was truly missed last season, and the Georgia Peach Council is predicting a record-breaking crop this year. GPC President Duke Lane says they are really going to make some friends this summer and can't wait to get started. An April freeze wiped out roughly 98% of last year's peach crop. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin called on the six Class 1 railroads to address severe staffing shortages that are endangering workers and raising costs for farmers, businesses, and consumers. Baldwin says service levels for railroads recently experienced severe disruptions, particularly staffing, and have yet to return to pre-COVID levels. Since implementing a strategy to reduce costs by using longer trains and fewer staff, Class 1 railroads have reduced overall staff numbers by 30%. And the Association of Equipment Manufacturers are pleased with this year's celebration of modern agriculture on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. The event facilitated an array of substantial policy discussions with agency officials who directly impact regulations critical to the equipment industry. More than 15,000 people attended the three-day event, which featured combine harvesters, milking equipment, sprayers, planters, irrigation equipment, and tractors of all sizes.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.